Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. We got to bring that back. What's up? Oh, get in here. Everybody get in here. It's time for a legendary show. Yes, get in here. Everybody get in here. Everybody get in here. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. All right. Let me fix my crown. Let me fix everything. You feel me? So we can get into some things, all right? So this is a lunchtime kiki. Maybe some of you guys will watch this later. Some of you guys will watch this at night. Some of you guys will watch this in the morning. I don't know when you'll watch it, but whenever you decide to watch this or listen to this on our podcast on Spotify or our Apple Music or iTunes or wherever you're going to listen to this at, hi, get in here and let's get into some things, all right? What's popping, everybody? So we got to talk about two major things that I want to get into. This, I don't plan on being lengthy, but I will open up the lines for people that want to come in and talk. So the call-in number will be open. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay, so if you want to call in and get in here to get your voice heard, call in 563-999-3658. All right, boom. The most explosive news of yesterday or last night is The Real Housewives, okay? Portia Williams. Now, we talked about Portia, remember? Because Portia was kind of laid up. Well, this is the picture that sparked it all. Hold on. Let me show you. Let me pull it up so we can really talk about it the way that it's supposed to be done. Okay, so Portia, this Mother's Day photo of Portia went viral with, what's her baby daddy name? Dennis. And then this guy here, the African man, Simon. Now, he is was married to a woman on the show. She's not technically on the show, but she's kind of like an appearing girl on the show, Fallon. Now, word on the curb is she will be getting a peach this summer. I mean, next season. Now, but the tea is, see, this was awkward because it's like Portia is holding, you know, the top of his stomach, you know, and slightly his chest, and she's got this big old poncho type maxi dress-esque thing on where it's given very much so I'm pregnant and I don't want the girls to catch the tea. And we're also seeing an engagement ring on her of some sort. Okay. So that photo has been going viral. And then, so she drops it on us, you know, a few hours following and says, well, she says this, come on. Our relationship began about a month ago. Yes, we are crazy in love. I know it's fast, but we are living life each day to its fullest. I choose happiness every morning and every night, tuning out all the negative energy and only focusing on positive wishes. He makes me so happy, and to me, that's what matters the most. For all of you that need facts, I get the optics, but Simone filed for divorce from a previous marriage in January. I had nothing to do with their divorce filing. That's between the two of them. Fallon and I are not friends, and Simon's divorce has been settled. Our relationship is a positive, loving step forward in everybody's lives. Simon and Dennis are committed to being respectful and supportive of my happiness in this situation. as well as being the best co-parents they can be to baby PJ. Two black men stepping up and being amazing people. Let's praise them. It's truly a beautiful moment in my life, and we cannot wait to spend the rest of our lives together. XOXOP. Hashtag love wins. Now, social media has erupted, okay? They literally have erupted going in on Portia saying, child, let me pull up, because child, too bad I can't get into my DMs. Let me see. Because I know it's one here. Let me get the tea. Boom. So social media has erupted showing a post of January 22nd that Dennis made. I mean, not Dennis, that what's this man name that Simon made about his then wife, Fallon. Okay. My wife and I must be soulmates for several reasons. This is in January 22nd of 2021. Okay. He posted this one on Facebook. My wife and I must be soulmates for several reasons. She's the best friend. She takes my ish as much as I take hers. We still love intensely as the day we met. We agree more than we disagree. We are culturally yoked, African and Thai. We seek growth on a continuous basis. We far from being perfect. I just want the world to know I adore her and got nothing but love for her for life. Now, this is what he said less than, well, about 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And then here we are. This is in January. And here we are, not even 6 months later. He writes a post about Portia and says, okay, that's too small. I gotta get it on my phone, Chell, because I can't see that. I'll be stuttering. And Chell, hold on. Let me get it in English. Let me see what he said to Portia, because that's too far away for even me, and I got all my contacts, okay? This is what he said about Portia in a post. Right after Portia made her statement, he then says this. I'd like to seize this opportunity to thank every well-wisher of Portia and I, whether via phone, text, or DM. You affirm my belief that finding love is possible for everyone who genuinely seeks one. Getting married again was never a question in my mind, but when? Did not expect to be blessed with a mate so soon. The interesting thing about life is that it is an individual journey. Portia and I, with the support of our loved ones, have chosen to travel together as one and spread love and positivity to our community, which is in desperate need of positive and healthy images of the best versions of ourselves. We traveled this road not lightly, considering we have been in relationships that have taught us to want and do better for ourselves. I asked her to marry me because we checked all of each other's boxes. And then some. We've done the individual work to sustain a healthy relationship. And I stand next to her, proud that we found each other. What we have is what we wish every single one of you out there, happiness. So when I asked, she said yes. That is all that mattered. Thank you again for your love, support. Truly appreciate it. Hashtag love wins. Now, that was less than 5 months later. Okay. Wow. Now, let's talk about this interview that Fallon did with Candy when she talked about how she met Simon. And that's them. Okay. And now Portia, the snatched her man. Now, let me give you what I think about this. That is a mess. Let me tell you something. Portia is dead wrong. Portia is dead wrong for doing this. You never trust me. Here's my problem with Portia. I really, 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 really like Portia. She's probably one of my favorites. I think she is beautiful. She, you know what I mean? I love Portia. But this right here was desperate. This was low vibrational. This was trashy. This was not a good look. There's so many different men out there that she could have chosen from, especially, you know, as beautiful as she is. This looks very desperate. You know what I mean? And I kind of feel like I lost a lot of respect for Portia for this. You know, but unfortunately, a lot of women do this. A lot of women go and swoop in on other people's men. Now, I understand Portia saying, okay, boom, Fallon and I were not friends, but you guys were cordial. And I just don't understand. Nonetheless, you guys were colleagues. You guys worked together. You were introduced through Dennis and Simon, which now you are sleeping with. You slept with both of them. Dennis is your baby's father, and now Simon is your soon-to-be husband. That does not look good. And it just looks very, very desperate. I don't know, man. I feel like this is the reason why I don't have people, you know, in my life. You know, a lot of people, I don't share my man. I don't bring a lot of people. Oh, let's just be mixy and let's have a boyfriend party and let me meet your man and you meet my man. And that's because people just feel like, okay, well, if we didn't grow up together and we're not BFFs, then, you know, your man could be my man in the next life. Now, it's no shade. I hear her saying that, you know, they're not friends. Okay, perhaps they're not friends. Maybe you thought Simon was cute. You're not friends with her like that. Boom. So, I mean, if you just had to connect with him, maybe you could have just banged him and kept it moving. You don't go and marry the man. You know what I mean? You could have maybe did a drive-by, you know, seeing what it was hitting for because you thought he was cute. You know what I mean? But then dip. And even that's too much. But I feel like to try to make it seem like you didn't kind of break up this marriage or cause a rift or as if you weren't dealing with him while he was with her, that's BS because that goes to show that he was clearly interested in you during that time. And Portia, you was clearly checking him out. So this is why you cannot trust people around yo, because a lot of people that will sit there and cheer for you and talk about how great you look, how cute y'all are, and how beautiful your home is, and how happy they are for you, they're just waiting for you or waiting for an opportunity to swoop in and take what you got. Everybody's not happy for your relationship. Some people are just waiting around to see if they can be the next one to obtain your relationship or a relationship that you've had. This is tired. This is definitely tired. And Portia, this is late. Now, on the flip side, though, is Portia trying to give, like, center peach vibes, head chicken charge vibes? Head, you know, is she trying to give, you know, storyline? Because now Fallon is getting the peach. So what is that going to get? Like, so now what? Now, how is that going to intertwine? I mean, I'm sure Andy is loving it. So now the girl is, they said allegedly the ex-wife is going to now have a peach. So is this all so everybody, you know, can be on television? I mean, is it worth that much to exploit your relationship to be on television? And let's be very clear. This man has no loyalty to you, Portia. You see this man, he old and probably rich, got a little coin. I don't know what he do. I don't care. I didn't check. You're going to have another baby by this man. You might start aging. The minute you start aging, guess what he's going to do? He's going to find another young, pretty tenderoni because he definitely has an aesthetic. And, you know, and Fallon, she's a pretty girl. Portia's pretty, but that Fallon is body, yaddy, yaddy, and pretty too. So if he'll leave her for you, he definitely leave you for another chick. And we know that he's a good talker. Just 5 months ago, he talked about how Fallon, you know, was just beautiful and how he was perfect for each other. Now, here we are 5 months later. He's divorced her just fresh out of the ink ain't even dry on the paperwork yet. And now all of a sudden you got a big rock on your wedding finger. And now love wins and you guys are just it's happiness for all. What is he that I'm hearing is word on the street is allegedly she is pregnant. So they had to rush the announcement and rush the marriage. Oh, they saying he worth $40 million. I understand. Okay. Okay. See, I have to bring it. See, that changed things for me just a little bit, but that still is not right. But I get it. I get it. Oh, I get it. But child, oh, she might want to have that baby too. No shade. You might want to have that baby too. But still, girl, that is so low. But bitch, that's the $40 million for me. You know what I mean? Like, girl, I was going in before I knew how much he was worth. See how phony I am? You see how now I don't even know what to say. Yo, black people ain't shit, yo. Oh, but seriously, now it's still wrong, but the money does change. The money does change. It changes. Now, if he was a broke nigga, this would be all the way wrong. But he's $40 million in. You had that baby and you let him do what he gonna do. You just lock that price in. You lock that in at $40 million. You don't let those stocks drop at all, okay? You have to do what need to be done and give what need to be gave. I understand. But don't get mad when the girls call you a whore. You know what I mean? And now if I'm Fallon, I'm taking half of that $40 million because she ain't finna get the full 40. You feel me? She definitely not getting 40. I don't know. Y'all can go split to 20, but I need my half because I'm coming for it all. Chow. But no. Let me see. Let me get some of y'all super chats in here. Fallon date Chris Brown. Fallon go date Chris Brown. You're his type. Y'all the same age. Yeah, she's pretty. All is fair in love and rich men. That's what they say. I'm also hearing that the divorce still ain't all the way final. But she had to lock in that payment. But that's why I feel like she's pregnant. Like, okay, all BS aside, I feel like she's pregnant. And I feel like she had to do what she needed to do for herself. I don't think this relationship will last. I don't think that the way that they're getting together, I just don't think it's going to last. And then, not for nothing, I'll be all the way honest with you. A lot of these men that are worth that much amount of money, they cannot be with one woman for too long. First of all, let's go look at Fallon for a second. Like, let's just keep it real. Let's just look at Fallon for a second. Let's see if she's going to pop up. She is sickening. Let's just really get into her for a second. This is a pretty girl. So an older man with this type of aesthetic in women. You know, Shay, she's slightly eating Portia. That man is not going to be faithful to Portia. He is a player. He is a narcissistic tool. Look at her. He got the type. Okay? I don't see these type of men settling down. He's always going to be looking at the young, hottest new piece of butt because he can, and he can afford it. He don't got to be cute. He worth $40 million. Who needs to be cute? I can buy you. Okay? So, Portia, I say get all you can because it ain't going to last. Get all, and mark my words, get all you can because it ain't going to last. It's not. Let's go to her page. Portia pretty too, though. She pretty, but I just don't see it lasting. Look at her. Look at Portia. That is a fool. She is pregnant. I swear she is pregnant. And her and Dennis looking like brother or sister. They look so stupid together. What is Dennis doing? He like, shit, I ain't got nothing to do with this. Chow, that is a mess. That is a mess, that is a mess, that is a mess. Okay. So, yeah, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. The relationship is not going to work. It's not going to last. So, yeah, Portia, I'm not with you on this one, sis. I think this is tacky. I think this is trashy. I think this is nasty. And I think that this is, I don't think that it's right. But I get it. It's the money. It's where the money resides. But, I'm not Team Portia on this, y'all. I am not Team Portia with this. And I don't support this. I think this is late. But I will say this. It happens a lot of times in our lifetime, in our own families, with much broker men. That was a lack of a better word. I got to find a better word to say that, a better way to say that. You know, there are women who have intruded in another woman's relationship right under her nose, and she's had an affiliation with the woman and basically taken the man. And the man has been worth much less, much more less than $40,000. I know people just within my own family circles, that have took a man from another woman. Now they my auntie, cousin, but you get them saying aunties, uncles, cousins. But you done took him from his wife. Now you nervous. You on edge. The nigga can't even go to the gas station for, more than 7 minutes. Or you like, nigga, what you doing? You like the cashier? What are you thinking? I'm here. It only takes 3 minutes and 55 seconds to get to the gas station. And then an extra 1 minute and 40 seconds to pump the gas. And if it's busy, it's just add another 45 seconds. You've been here 30 seconds too long. What's going on? Well, sis, you're on edge because you know that's how you got him. So I just say that as happy as you feel like you can be, you're going to know what you did in the back of your mind. And you're always going to remember this. Whenever you have a girlfriend around or a pretty young, hot, or when your sister brings her young, hot friends around that know that you got a multimillionaire husband that likes very young, exotic looking women. When that young girl comes around, you're going to be feeling away because you know that you have a husband that will divorce you and marry her in less than 6 months. I'm just saying. Like, how can you be comfortable being with a man that you cannot have other women around because you know that he's looking at them, especially the younger, the better, and he will leave you. And he don't have to be a looker. He's got the pocketbook. And we all know it's going to be some hot, young, exotic, tenderoni chick with the boobs perked up in the small waist and the booty and the skin and the voluptuous hair. And she going to hear that we going to Portia's mansion. Ooh, with the $40 million man? Yes. Oh, baby, let me get my best wig. Okay? I ain't got one of those. I got to get me a good wig for these. I'll probably go get me a good, And baby, let's go. All right. Hi. How are you? Mm-hmm. Hey. Hi. Yeah, my name is Shannon. Mm-hmm. I'm an actress. A model a little bit too. Yeah. I'm from L.A. Yeah. Portia. Hi, Portia. And then before you know it, she's somewhere booted up and Portia somewhere crying in a car. And now all of a sudden, he then wrote a whole soliloquy online about how he found his new wife. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to happen. But anyway, It is what it is. But I guess Portia said, hell, if you're going to leave, just plant this seed inside of my stomach and let me leave with this chip. I get it. I understand. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. All right, y'all. Let's get the tea. Okay, I'm done talking to them. Oh, my God. So, so girl. So Prince keep getting beat up. So Tory Lanez just keep beating Prince up. I don't know what is going on, why Prince keep getting beat up by Tory Lanez, but he just can't catch a break. Okay, Tory Lanez keeps beating Prince the F up, okay? Keeps whooping Prince's soft behind. All right, so let's get the tea. Okay, so before we get into that, according to a new report obtained by TMZ, Prince and Tory Lanez got into an altercation with Tory Lanez at a different club, at another club in Miami. The latest incident reportedly happened last Monday at Club Vendom on South Beach. According to the police report obtained by TMZ, Prince told cops he was at his table around 4 a.m. last week when he was approached and struck on the left side of his face. Prince reportedly told cops that he turned around and made eye contact with Tory, who then allegedly ran out of the club and took off in a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Tory's name is named in the police report as a suspect for the alleged battery. Prince also told cops that he went for medical treatment, and then the responding officer said that Prince had a visibly swollen area on his left cheek, and the reality star has pics to prove it. Here's what Tory's rep has to I'm not reading what Tory's rep has to say. Okay, so boom. So this is the tea. Let's get it. Not air. Right, so our Prince reportedly sued Tory Lanez for alleged assault at Live Nightclub. What is going on? But here's my problem, okay? Now, this is my problem. Prince, was this before or after you was doing the boxing on South Beach? It's the back shape for me. I'm here for it. But listen, you fire your boxing coach, because this was just 6 days ago. So maybe this is after you got beat up, or after the air pocket was released, or is it during? I mean, you know, listen, I don't like him, but baby got shape, okay? He just needs to come on and be one of the girls. So, you know, because it's the shape for me. But it's not about that. It's the fact that you doing all this training and it's not working, okay? The training is not working. You just look good. You look good doing it. But please fire the trainer, because he ain't teaching you a damn thing, okay? It ain't working, okay? Now, here's what I'll say. I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for him at all. You know what I mean? And I honestly don't care. I think that it's funny. You know why I think it's funny? Because it's men like this that like to attack gays. They want to fight. They, you know, he talked big stuff to me. You know, remember that time where he told me that if I'm ever in Miami, he was going to beat me up and kick my A, and I'm a F-A-G, and I'm all this stuff. Said all those nasty things about me, right? But then you got a straight boy, straight man, same age as you, shorter than you, and he keeps whooping your like Jackie Chan. I mean, Tory Lanez just jumping out of Tory Lanez is jumping out of vans, running up to your table, socking you in the face, and running out, and then you getting the first thing you do is get on live and about to cry. But then you are so tough when it comes down to talking to gay men and men that you feel like you can punk, and women. But when the trade come, all you want to do is file police reports and cry like a bitch. Don't cry now. You're Mr. Tough Guy. Why are you whining like a bitch? Oh, because Tory Lanez not gay. Oh, because Tory Lanez not gay. Because you was threatening Alvin. You try to fight Bobby. You threatened me. Now you on live. Crying. Talking about, it's the air pocket and I can't even. Nigga, you got knocked up. It's the air pocket for me. And I would say fight somebody your own size, but Tory Lanez is not even your size. That nigga's shorter than you. And you still keep going out like a bitch. I still fuck, though. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He still can get it, but he's still a nigga. You feel me? But that's just a dog in me. You can talk all that shit about me, and I still hit. No shape, because the shape is there. Just don't talk. Seriously. Wow. But anyway, so yeah, he done got beat up again by Tory Lanez. I don't know why Tory Lanez keep whooping him, beating him up. But, you know, Prince got a very spicy mouth. And, you know, so Tory Lanez, he probably said something crazy. So Tory Lanez just probably popped him again and told him, every time I see you, then I'm going to hit you in your mouth. And you ain't going to do nothing. So, but he keeps taking these boxing lessons like he's supposed to do something. I don't know if that's really helping. But anyway. Let's take some calls. All right, the number is 563. 999-3658. Oh, y'all want to see the video again? Let me play it again with the air pocket. Yeah. It's like that now. All right. Let's take another call. Oh, let's take some calls. Okay, so let's not do any cursing, no heavy cursing, okay? No heavy salacious cursing and no flaggable words, okay? Okay, 5318, you're live on the air.
Never mind.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so let's get straight into it. So it was wrong what Portia did. I mean, at the end of the day, like, my big thing is that it's way too soon. Like, I personally feel like this is a publicity stunt. Like you said, the ink didn't even dry. Just in January and you're already getting married? Seriously?
Mm.
Don't you think that this is kind of a storyline? Because this just seems too far-fetched to be, like, real.
Yeah, I feel like this could have been a desperate call for a storyline. But, I mean, it's like, well, why? But what? At what cost? Because this looks horrible.
I mean,
like, how
you
do
never
you clean
know
this
with
up?
Andy. I don't know. You never know with Annie. They're cooking up all kinds of storylines. It just seems too far-fetched. Like, I don't know. That's
Portia's
why I personally don't
always
watch.
Got some type of weird, crazy, salacious storyline going on. My God.
True. Touche. But I do want to play a little devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Okay. So is it, I mean, like I said, to play devil's advocate, if they're associates, is it really a problem then? I mean, I can understand if it's friends, but say if you're just an associate with someone, is that a problem if you get with someone's ex?
I feel like they're a little bit more than associates, though. I feel like they're associates and colleagues. You know what I mean? Like, I think that it's technically you can do what you want, but I just feel like,
right.
Why would you want to? Like, for me, like, I don't want to date somebody that close to my colleagues. And you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even want to.
True, but that's what I'm saying. But is it really wrong, though? Because, I mean, it would be different. Like, if you're friends, there's kind of, like, a code you have. But, like, if you're, like, associates or even, like you said, colleagues, co-workers, that I'm just kind of like, I don't even know if it's necessarily really wrong because, I mean, you're not really connected,
well,
you know what
well,
I'm saying?
Let's be very clear, though. But technically, the man ain't even fully divorced.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's just messy. But I personally just think this is a publicity stunt because he's not divorced. It was just in January. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
This is just way too – everything just seems too convenient, too much of a storyline, personally.
Yeah, I don't know, child. It's a mess to me. But thanks for calling in. We got to get some more people on here. Thanks, Bo.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. Okay, let's get some more. I'm going to try to get as many people in as possible because I know some of y'all be sneaking calling in while you're at work. So I'm going to try to get as many of y'all on. All right, 4134.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand. Oh, my God.
Hey.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, first off, I agree with you with Portia. Portia is trash, like, but it's really no secret that Portia been a buzz down. You know what I mean? She been.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like the whole situation is messy with her. Like, girl, first of all, even if they wasn't friends or associates, whatever you want to call it, that lady was in your house. You
yes.
know what I mean? She
you
was
broke bread with her at some point. Yeah, like she brought
right,
her, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my thing is, and then it's even more crazy, like considering the fact that you met them through Dennis, which is your baby daddy.
Right.
So the whole situation is weird. Portia always been weird to me. I still like her, though. You know, I'm here for the mess and all that, but she's still a little weird to me. And as far as Tory Lanez and Prince, I'm glad Tory Lanez ran up on him again because Prince most definitely is a little punk, and he love to try to bully on the gays and all the girls and all that. But Tory Lanez has to show him, yeah, I'm little, but let me show you something real quick. So.
Yeah, and he keeps Prince down at the police station.
Oh yeah. Oh well, he needs to I don't know, but I hope Tory Lanez do it again. But at the same time, I don't know. This could be fake. It could be fake, and the reason why I say that is because, you know, the whole Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion thing going on. So it's like, what if they trying to get that case? Because, like, we still don't know what's going on with that. So it's like, what if they trying to get that case a little bit more stronger? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just honestly feel like both of these situations could be for publicity. I don't know. It could be.
All right. Thanks, Bo. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. Let's take another one. 55550.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. This is Lady Red from Columbus, Ohio.
Shout out to you. Oh, hey.
Thank you, baby. This girl, Portia, I really like Portia, but I feel like she's been, like, messing with him, with talking to him, entertaining him. They've been entertaining each other way prior to January. It's just too fast how this moved about, how this came. It's not right. And I feel like it's kind of foul. And this is why I don't deal with so many females. They be in your face and lollygagging and kiki and all this and that, but they really want your nigga.
Yeah.
What you got.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for cussing, baby. I'm sorry. But I just got to throw my two cents in there with Portia. And I'm not vibing with her. She lost some cool points for that.
Yeah. I appreciate you. That's the same thing. Even the gays do that, too. That's why you got to be very careful because they will be in your face. And then, and see, sometimes what they'll do, they won't take you. They won't, like, try to talk to them right there in your, well, sometimes they will talk to them right there in your face, but what they'll do is they'll let a couple of months go by, you know what I mean? Maybe you and the guy break up, but then, you know, maybe a month go by or something like that. Then all of a sudden, you know, they talking to your ex, and it's just like, well, why are you talking to my ex? Oh, well, you know, you met him at my house. So that means you've been wanting him when you've seen him at my house, but we were together. So now you waited for us to break, like, now you waited for us to break up or something like that so you can try to be with him. I don't know. If I meet people through, like, close friends or, like, mutual friends and associates, it's if it's the same kind of circle, I don't want you.
Exactly. And that's
not like that. Like, I don't really want you like that.
General code, that should be off limits. Like, if you're in the same group of people and y'all all kicking it, like, y'all, that is just off limits.
Now, it'd be different. It would have been different. It would have been different if, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, you know, Fallon and Simon had messed around before, and, you know, they kind of dated in the past, but then Portia, and they were friends or something. And then Portia was like, oh, I kind of like him. She's like, okay, girl. I mean, I wouldn't care. We messed around before, girl, but I mean, we talked or whatever, we dated, but, you know, you can talk to him. That's different. Like, I mean? I just feel like that's different. But it's clearly not that.
Question for you, Armand. Do you think, I'm not for sure, so I'm coming to you, baby. I've heard through some of the bloggers that Phelan had actually cheated on him during their marriage.
Well, see, I don't know.
And this is
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. So But I'm not going to – I mean, did you see that girl and did you see that man? So I'm not going to sit there and act like she probably not getting her one in because, I mean, to me, I feel like I could see her – she look about 23. I don't know how old she is, but I could see her definitely going to find her a young tenderoni that stays up all night, and then she just goes home to her daddy with the $40 million bank account.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Like, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that, too. And so maybe he went to a little bit of – so, you know, it could be either or. But I still feel like Portia, as beautiful as you are, I mean, I don't feel like she's hurting for money. This just still was a desperate play. Like, you didn't have – this didn't have to be the guy. I get it. He's got money. He's this, he's that. But, girl, like, it's just too close. This looks weird. This feels weird. It just kind of looks
– not good character. Not good character at all. All money ain't good money, damn it.
No, it's not. One thing about all money is all money spends. So whether it's good or bad, that money is still spend, okay?
Yes. Bye. Well, I ain't going to hold you, Armand.
Thanks, boo. Okay, let's take a couple more, then we're going to get up out of here, okay? 9522, you live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Armand.
Hello.
Hello, Armand.
Yes, I can hear you. What's going on? Yes.
Going on. I want to talk about Portia.
Okay.
Portia, you tried it. You tried it. If somebody did that to you with Dennis, you would be really mad. Like, you tried it. I didn't like that at all. Like, even if y'all wasn't that close, y'all still was in the same vicinity. Like, it's just not right. Mm-hmm. I don't like it at all. And for Prince, that's what he gets. He tries it. He tries it with the girls. He tries it with the gays. He deserves to get punched in the face. I'm sorry. That's what he gets. So, but Portia, you're not a real friend. You should have paid it. It's not right. I just don't like what Portia did. But that's all I had to say.
Thank you for calling in, Bo. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
All right. Let's grab some more people. 1352. Was Portia right or wrong? Are you team Portia or team not?
I'm team Portia. Grand prize Portia. Portia did well.
Okay. Tell me why.
A salute to Portia.
Is it the 40 million?
Well, that and because she said that girl is not her friend. And so this is the thing, you know. She don't owe her no loyalty just because they are familiar with each other and they have been around each other. How long has she known that girl? Maybe a few months? Like, so suddenly she got to be loyal and turn down her $40 million check for somebody that she just known a few months. I absolutely disagree. It's always people who don't have no money with all these morals who want to judge people who have the status and who have the money, who are doing what needs to be done to make it happen. So congratulations, Portia, on grand prize. And also, I want to throw this in. That girl is gorgeous. Fallon, she's absolutely beautiful. And I would say she looked better than Portia, but clearly Portia got the better stuff going on, because look what the dude at. And then her and her, him and her baby daddy, they look like they buddies. Like, the baby daddy was lighting the other one's cigar or some other stuff like that. And,
well,
you know,
yeah, but he don't. But he
ain't.
But Dennis ain't been into Portia for a long time. He's been cheating with all kind of dogs and women and cats and all kind of stuff. So he been on some other stuff in the friend anyway. You know.
Hey, you know what? Clearly, they're doing what they got to do to be happy. They still finna be paid. They still finna be doing that thing. Like you said, I do absolutely agree with you that if Portia is expecting a happy, faithful man out of him, she's stupid. I hope she definitely know what she's getting herself into. But I think she's a smart girl. I think she knows what she's getting herself into. And I think that's why she's pregnant, because she's preparing for the day that she got to separate from him and she'll still be able to have a check.
Yeah, because I think that's very important. Like, because I understand when you're saying, you know, Portia did her thing and there's no, you know, she doesn't owe that woman something. But for your own, you know, sense, for your own mind, your own clarity, like if I marry you and I met you through and I kind of took you from somebody else or kind of from underneath someone, like I'm not going to trust that when I bring you around my best friend, or my best friend might have a friend that come over to our house party, that you're not looking at him, and then all of a sudden me and you get into it, now you with my best friend's friend that he done brought over here and y'all in the relationship.
I mean, but
it's like, girl,
that's on you. If you're not prepared for that, you shouldn't put yourself in the situation. You have some people who prepare for that. They know, okay, I know he a dog and he probably gonna screw all these other girls just around, so how about I just go ahead and play my part, make sure that I'm getting what I need to get out of this situation. I'm comfy and happy, and he can go ahead and do his thing. I go get my little piece on the side, and everybody can just be happy how they is. You know, everybody, you don't have to be tied into the conventional thinking of a relationship, because every relationship don't have to go. Like, a lot of people are miserable right now because they're trying to force themselves into that conventional box of marriage, and that's not what's real. That's not what worked for everybody. Some people is not going to be faithful to you their whole life. Some people
especially
is rich and can afford to go sleep
with
these young girls.
Especially when you add a $40 million price tag to it. You can't expect that man to be faithful. That's too much power.
Portia ain't no fool. I think she's Hosea Williams' granddaughter or something like that. Like, she's part of Atlanta's elite. She know how this game goes with rich men. She know exactly what she's getting herself into. You know, she's a fresh, native, homegrown, juicy, succulent Georgia peach, and I'm so happy to see her winning right now. You know, I hope more success for her.
Child, it just sounds like you're promoting whore activity.
I'm promoting happiness and doing what
that's
you have
not
to
happiness.
Do
that's giving very much so. Like, girl, I need to chase a man for money, and I just feel like, is that what we're teaching women now? Like, just bag the dog.
Ain't hurting for no money.
That's what I'm saying. So, but I did say that. But this gives me, I'm doing it for the money. This man ain't the Rock. He ain't fine. What else would she be doing it for? Look at Portia and look at him.
You know what? A lot of times, them ugly fat dudes, they be having some real, real good game, and they be super smart. And he probably a smart one.
And they be
like,
super coin.
He probably didn't get that because he a dummy. So, yeah, like, he probably know how to say the right things to her and make her feel the exact right way. And she probably got that great thunder in between her legs. And it's just working out right now. And, you know, whenever that flame goes out, if it ever goes out, then it'll be what it is. But, you know, I'm not one to just shame down on people's happiness. You know, get your own happiness. Don't sit around judging other people's happiness. Do what you got to do to make yourself smile.
Okay, thanks, Bill. All right, I got to take some more calls. Okay, right. I seen a super chat. 1352, I'm coming in. And, that's Virgo Royalty. Then I seen Tasha Hobson say, if ain't got it, said he tried to get green card. And, oh, dang, it's not letting me see it right now. It's not letting me see it. Ding, 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 ding. I can't get this whole. It's not letting me read the whole. Super, hold on, let me see. I'm trying to get the whole super. Make sure you guys haven't done so. Check your subscriptions and make sure you guys are still subscribed to the channel, okay? Because YouTube does periodically unsubscribe, folk. So if you are, if you want to be subscribed, please make sure that you verify that you are still subscribed. All right. I want to see this one. Nesha Girl 25 says, Portia is very dangerous. She lies all the time. And Portia's been with that man. She had on the same swimsuit on the selfie she took with him. Okay. 1352. Let me take that one. Where are you at? I think I might have took that one already. Okay. Well, we'll take another. 9323, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm great. So what I want to say is y'all wasn't mad, right, when Rihanna took Naomi Campbell's billionaire. They were friends, right?
Oh, I don't remember
Naomi
that.
Naomi brought him to the show. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Naomi took her rich billionaire man to Rihanna's show, and next thing you know, she started dating him. This was after they did a campaign together. So they were friends, and that's why they had a big flowing out. Rihanna took that billionaire man Rihanna was going with, was with Naomi Campbell first. Nobody said anything about it. Nobody was mad. But I don't think that Fallon and Portia are friends, because when Fallon was on Speak on a Candy show, she said she's friends with Kenya and Candy, and she talked to Kenya all the time. She said she only knows Portia because Dennis and what's-his-name do business, but she never said she was friends with Portia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they was friends. And this is Atlanta. They down for sleeping with everybody, your husband and your, and the woman. So,
Okay.
Okay. We lucky we don't hear she did Fallon too, okay? So I just feel like maybe because we actually seen it on the show and you know how they bring people on, I don't think they were real friends. And Fallon should know better, bringing big booty Portia around her man, hopping all in the pool, and he's standing there watching. So, but he also said that Fallon cheated on him, and I didn't see Fallon deny it. Remember, he did a little live or something saying why he's leaving Fallon, and he said he kind of insinuated she gets high, all this other stuff. She never came out tonight. On her Instagram, she's saying stuff about being free and one day could change your life. She never denied his accusation. So, listen, who's to say she ain't sleep with Dennis? You know, Dennis give his D out, too. So, like I said, this is Atlanta.
And it's real nasty in the streets. I'm so glad I made it out of the. I'm so glad I made it out of there. Just kidding. But all right, thank you, caller.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let me read this one. Becky B says, Portia thought there was a train on the Underground Railroad. Okay, right. Raina. I'm just going to say Raina. Shout out to the $20 Super Chat. She says, it's crazy because you was just talking about this yesterday, all about money and no self-respect. It seems as long as your bills are paid and you get designer, then accepting trash is okay. Just for once, can some girl come out like, nah? Well, I think that's very true. Like a lot of these girls, I mean, but I think that's Instagram culture, and it's that culture, like, you know, it's, we need the bag, and you know this is what I look like. I'm hot, I'm fly, I'm flashy. It's, you know, I'm wearing designer, and who cares if the nigga cheats, you know? But at the same time, it's almost one of those things to where, you know, these rich men, I mean, broke men are cheating, okay, and women are staying. Let's let that sink in. Broke women, broke men are cheating, and women are staying. Jailbirds are cheating, and women are staying. So you got a rich man with multimillionaire with access and power over the world. You don't think that nigga get a right to cheat, or you don't think he going to cheat and some women going to stay? No. I mean, I feel like if anybody's going to cheat, and we going to deal with it, we should at least let the nigga that's got some money and power and some access cheat. At least he can put you in a better situation if you decide to leave. Some of these women have stayed with men that can't even qualify for food stamps. And that's pretty low. You know what I mean? they can't even go. They so broke and bummy, they won't even stop playing the video game for 10 minutes. But they know how to cheat. And you'll still be with them. You go to work every day and be with that broke nigga every single day. Why he cheating? And you'll know he cheating. He ain't even got no phone. So, you know, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I think men will be men. So if we're going to allow men to cheat, at least let the rich ones cheat and be the fool, I guess. And so, I mean, and if you can bag you a rich one, I guess you, I mean, $40 million, I'd probably say I don't give a damn what people say either. But it's but at the same time, I'm the type of person, if I'm going to marry you and I want to be in a relationship with you, that's what I'm saying. Like, just bang him and sleep with him and maybe get a little coin, whatever. That's one thing. But to be in a relationship, and if I really want to be in a relationship, if it's not about the money, if I really want to be happy and I really want to be in a relationship with you, I'm not going to be with you like that, because I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. Now, $40 million price tag, then I could sleep a little bit easier, especially since you're that quick to marry me. Now, it's no prenup. I won't have. I don't care if we've only been together 45 days. I need what's owed to me. I took a lot of backlash publicly. I went through a lot. Pay me what I'm worth. That's at least $20 million. Absolutely. For the 45 days. Yes. Yes. I went through a lot of ridicule and backlash all over the internet. That's at least $20 million. Absolutely. Leave me. That's fine. It's where I went through so much. You know what I mean? But if I really want to be with you, I can't be with you like that, because I'm going to feel like I can't bring nobody around you, because I'm going to feel like you're looking at my friends. Or if I'm not going to want to go on no ski trips, no summer trips, because I'm going to feel like, oh, girl, are you trying to get my man? Like, why are you got the thong up your butt and you jumping in the pool and are you looking? You know what I mean? So it's just what it is. Robin Carter says, wait a minute. Men do this crap all the time. Don't forget Fallon cheated and is now with the person she cheated with. Portia ain't take Fallon loss. Oh, okay. Fallon lost. Oh, she cheated. Oh, but I just think it's late. All right, y'all. So, well, we got into some things today, but we will be on Station Head